This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in this weekend. Everybody in Canada, I hope you have a great long weekend. And everybody in the U.S., hey, your long weekend's coming next weekend, so don't be too worried about it. I have a fantastic show lined up for everybody this week, and I also have a couple new guests coming on the show that I'm very excited about. In the first two segments, I am highlighting a brand new guest to the program. His name is Mark Chandler. I'm a big fan of Mark's because I visit his website on a very regular basis. He is the founder of MarkToMarket.com. He is also the head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman, which, interestingly enough, is the oldest partnership bank in the country. Mark will get into some of the, I think, cool details around Brown Brothers Harriman. But first, Mark, can you take us through, for anybody who hasn't visited your blog, and I actually have posted some of your articles, so hopefully most of our audience already knows you, can you give us a little background on yourself, please?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in markets for a little bit more than 30 years. I've been focusing most of my career on macro things, and the window in which I get to look at the world is through the foreign exchange market. Almost everything that affects equities and fixed income also affects the foreign exchange market plus more. And so I find that foreign exchange market intellectually very challenging. It's the liquid biggest market in the world, about $5 trillion a day, average daily turnover. So I got involved with foreign exchange right out of graduate school. I have two master's degrees. One's in American history, and the other is in international relations. So in addition to writing this blog, Mark to Market, I write the commentary for the bank, and I also teach at New York University international political economy type classes, and I also am a guest lecturer at Darden University, which is Business School, which is part of Virginia University. And so I stay busy, and I also recently wrote a book, my second book, called Political Economy of Tomorrow, which is really an analysis, I think a sort of non-consensus analysis of the great financial crisis. And I tell this, I sort of have a backstory for it. And then I think about these economic changes and what it means for relationships. Because I think our society is really about relationships. I look at three relationships, men and women, the state and citizens, and employee and employers. So it mixes history, economics, political science, and sociology.
Very cool, Mark. You sound like a very busy guy, and that's why I appreciate you spending some time with us. But again, let's talk first about Brown Brothers Harriman. And as I mentioned, it is the oldest partnership bank in the country. So you guys don't necessarily answer to the Fed or the Treasury. You're almost your own entity. And you even mentioned to me that when we were seeing a flight of capital out of the U.S. and out of banks during the last banking crisis, Brown Brothers Harriman experienced something very different.
Yeah, I think that was a very important lesson to me. I mean, I had worked at some of the large money center banks, and I came to Brown Brothers about 11 years ago. And so I was there for a couple of years before the crisis. But during we have is two main sides of the business. So one is a wealth management side, and the other is an institutional, custodial, execution side. And the wealth management side, because of the unique nature of the partnership and our history, we are not a FDIC. Our clients do not get FDIC insurance, nor does the bank sweep the accounts and be able to get the access to the central bank, which, as you know now, the Federal Reserve is paying a 1% on reserves. We don't get that. But yet, despite not being able to give that to our clients, many of our clients brought cash to the bank in 2008. And I was sort of puzzled. I was like, why are you bringing cash here? We don't get the FDIC insurance. And then it became clear to me as I talked to the clients that they had a lot of faith in the bank, more than the FDIC insurance, because the partners had their own skin in the game. That is all of our partners. We have almost 40 partners. They invest their wealth in the bank as managed by the wealth management side of the business. And so having the skin in the game meant more to a lot of our clients, also high net worth families, more than necessarily getting $250,000 FDIC insurance.
Very interesting, and that is, I think, a great way, and I think a great way for people to feel protected with their money when you know that the head of the bank also has their money right along your side. So I'm very impressed at the way your bank functions.
Yeah, I think it's very by the nature of it, because it's not OPM, because the people are trading and investing their money, it doesn't have the problem of the other people's money and the carelessness that sometimes that's taken place, whether it's on Wall Street or in London or Europe or wherever that money is. I think that what it leads to is very much a focus on value and thinking about what are you getting. So typically, the stocks that we buy are not, we tend not to buy them unless they're well under our model of valuation, say 25% below what we think is fair value. So it doesn't take the greater fool fairy to make money. It just takes stocks to return to value, to proper value, to make good money.
Mark, let's talk about this whole general concept of other people's money and how other people seem to just be entrusting a lot of big financial firms with a lot of their money. I know that you're a longer-term thinker, and this has actually been a longer-term trend for the markets and also a trend towards passive investing. How do you feel as a general comment about maybe the problems that this other people's money has gotten us into?
Yeah, so I kind of know, well, how does it begin? Like, how does this come about? And I see two big things that have happened. One is I'm going to be 56 soon, and I think that my father had a pension. Many of that generation, people had pensions. So that is to say, the business that they worked for would take care of them financially during their retirement years. And so, beginning maybe late 70s and really taking off in the 80s, we've moved from a defined benefits retirement program to a defined contributions. And so that means that we're all responsible for the business taking care of our retirement. We have to take care of it ourselves. And these are the 401k type of schemes that we have in the U.S. It's really many other countries now have these. Forcing, basically, shifting the burden of retirement from the business to the individual. And this forces us to save money, and what the saving vehicles that we often use are mutual funds and things like that. So this leads to this great financial structure of having other people manage our money. It's sort of like we've had to educate consumers, like ourselves, right, on how much fat something has and how much sugar or how much salt. Well, we've learned through the education process and consumer education, how to be better consumers. But when it comes to managing money, we often are just given this money. We, no matter what we did in school, in college, even if we went to college, we're given this lump of money for taken out of our paycheck, and we're expected to invest in it. And so I think this creates this where other people, where sort of a division of labor, where other people are managing our money, and of course nobody does it quite as with the same care that we would. And so the only way we can do that is by getting other people to take ownership. And taking ownership is having skin in the game.
Well, and that is, I think, a big problem that the world, and well, especially the U.S. has gotten itself in, is that people have entrusted their savings, essentially, to these money managers that, while I do believe that they have everyone's best interest in mind, the fact of the matter is, everybody needs to manage their money differently, and everybody feels comfortable with their money in different areas. And the biggest problem is when you do see a big market drop, then everybody comes back, and it's a bunch of finger pointing that everyone gets into, and that doesn't help anybody either manage their money in the future or recoup those losses that they saw. And that's unfortunately what we saw in the last market crash, and now I think a lot of people are worried about another market crash, but they just don't quite understand where to stay protected. And maybe that's something we'll talk about next segment. We'll also get into a little bit more of the idea around your book. So everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back, continuing with Mark Chandler.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Mark Chandler. And Mark, I want to touch on the concepts on your book. Your book, as you mentioned, is entitled The Political Economy of Tomorrow, and that just speaks to me because it's a blend of politics and the economy. It's something that you write about, and I think you're very good at taking a step back and understanding what's happening. Just this week on Wednesday, we saw a political news story move the markets, but again, it really just moved the markets for one day, and then we saw a recovery from the rest of the week. Can you take us through this blend and where we are in this political economy?
Yeah, perhaps maybe it's because my background is not typically one would I expect for someone who spent a career in Wall Street and investments. My background is in history. I had a double major as an undergraduate in political science and humanities, which was philosophy, history, and religion. And so my understanding of how the markets work is not from supply-demand functions or from the equations, but I learned economics through history, through reading about what was happening at the time and seeing how the economic history and political history are together and not really separable. And so that's been my approach to the markets, really, is that we try. Of course, I take technical analysis seriously because I see other people do that. And I think about what Keynes said about a beauty contest, that the thing about it is that we got to pick not who we think is most beautiful, but who other people will think is most beautiful. And so I take that into account, but I really try to put what's happening for, as long as our clients in foreign exchange are these mutual funds, pension funds, insurance companies, long-term investors who really focus on trying to get what we call the total return, which is a combination of getting the currency right, getting the equity valuation right, getting the dividend or the yield stream. And I think we're happy. People who are managing our money on a long-term basis are thinking about these things. They're not so concerned about whether the euro is trading at 110 or 111. But they want to see the big picture, and they want to be able to, even if they're bottom-up investors, to have an idea about what I call the forces of movement. What are the drivers? And so that's why I tend to try to write a lot about it, what are the drivers? And sometimes the drivers are political, sometimes they're economic, and sometimes to understand it, these things have to be put into a broader context. So I think about the economy as a subset of society, not that the society is a subset of economics. And so I'm looking at these forces. What about democracy? Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning economist, says that democracy in the U.S. ended when President Trump fired the FBI director. And like you mentioned, the dollar has been under pressure since then. The dollar is actually, even though the stock markets have stabilized in the last couple of days after the knee-jerk type of reaction, the dollar hasn't really stabilized. And the dollar has given back almost everything against the euro that it recorded since the election in the first place. And understanding how the political issues that the White House might face now is not problematic in and of itself. I don't think that Trump can be impeached. Republicans have a majority in both parts of Congress. He still draws a lot of support from his Republican base. But what it does do is it distracts Trump, his economic agenda, and with given his inexperienced team in sort of navigating legislation, we will already begin to question his ability to get the legislation through, and now a big distraction comes up. I give you an example about trying to combine that politics and economics into a coherent narrative.
No, it's very interesting what we have been seeing, because when Trump was elected, we saw the markets really rise on a lot of euphoria. We saw people being optimistic, all the soft data coming in. We had the most bulls compared to bears in decades, I believe. And then now we're starting to see a slight unwind of this, and the markets, again, not selling off, but the U.S. dollar selling off, and a lot of money flowing out of U.S. equity ETFs into Europe ETFs and emerging market ETFs. In a big picture here, Mark, what is driving these markets? What is your longer term outlook for some of your clients?
Yeah, so I agree with you. That's been the two big themes so far here in this year, is money going into Europe and money going to emerging markets, which has really surprised us. And this is despite what happened in, say, Brazil, where they impeached the president last year, and the two guys who led the impeachment, one of them is in jail, and the other one this week, the president, he's under a lot of pressure now because apparently a tape showing the two of them working together. So Brazil came under pressure, but in general, a favorable story has been told, even though the problems in the U.S. seem to be rising. In Europe, the economy is growing faster than it is in the U.S. They're still having a very stimulative monetary policy, which is sort of juicing up the asset markets, especially now the stock market. And you've got, people are worried about China, But the Chinese situation looked like it stabilized in the first quarter, even though the economy might be weakening here in Q2. It seems to be doing it slowly, and it still seems to be a sense of that China is not the source of instability now. And so that has helped some of the emerging markets in the Asian region as well. And the big picture, though, I think this is going to prove to be a short-lived. That is to say, when I see all these newspapers and business magazines saying buy Europe as a cover story, I think we're getting a bit old in the tooth. I was on Bloomberg TV earlier this week, and I was on with a woman who's very good from one of the large U.S. banks, and she was also saying that their house view was bullish on Europe. So what scares me, and this is partly a function of psychology, I think, is there seems to be a broad consensus now. The U.S. is going down, Europe is going up, emerging markets is going up. And I tend to think what happens to investors is we tend to, even though we like to think that we're forward-looking, we often are caught looking in the rearview mirror. And it's true, Europe saw a lot of money come in, emerging markets saw a lot of money flow into those ETFs. But I just wonder, how much more legs does this have? There's already a very strong market returns in Europe where many investors might be happy with an annual return, like we've seen in the first 5 months of the year. So I think that the U.S. comes back. I think the Federal Reserve raises interest rates in June. I think that the U.S. economy bounces back from an unusually weak first quarter, and that the Trump problems persist, but we sort of normalize them. Instead of a no-drama Obama, we've got a drama every day from the White House, and I think we're just trying to get used to it, but I don't think the president gets impeached, and I think that there'll be some further progress on his economic agenda. Though probably doesn't get what he wants. And next week will be important, too, to watch what happens, because the Obamacare comes back up, because the House, when our lower chamber voted on it, they didn't have the CBO sort of scoring on the deficits, what the impact would be. So this might force the House of Representatives to re-vote on the Obamacare. And so in that kind of environment, people will again question the economic agenda. And so I think the U.S. dollar stays under pressure. And I think there's a focus, I would say, if there's one driver I focus on, is interest rates, U.S. interest rates. The Federal Reserve may raise interest rates. That is going to help the short end of the curve, but the long end of the curve is still very cheap. Interest rates are very low.
You're right. They are very low. But one thing that I can say just to wrap us up is herd mentality feels great when you're in the middle of it, because the markets or whatever you're investing in is moving one direction, but it only feels great until that changes, and it can all change very quickly. Also, politics. Man, it's given us a lot to talk about so far this year.
I do try to keep an eye on that. When people get, I sort of like, don't think things are ever quite as bad as people think, nor are they as good.
Absolutely. Mark, it's been a great pleasure having you on the show. I hope that you'll come back, join us again on the KE Report. And everybody, please go check out Mark's website, marktomarket.com. It's a good one on a daily basis. Thanks for your time, Mark.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. And I hope everybody enjoyed the first two segments with our new guest. I really think that he is a great asset to our new lineup of guests because Mark does come from a bit of a different mentality than a lot of our commentators. So happy to have him on the show. Also happy to have Chris Vermeulen on the show, the gold and oil guy. Chris and I recorded a editorial earlier this week on Tuesday, and for the weekend show, we wanted to talk more broad markets and talk about some of the levels that the VIX has been hitting recently, levels that we have not seen since back in the mid-90s. Again, it just shows how complacent all investors are getting, and I guess it, understandably so, is keeping the markets at either close to or new all-time highs. Chris, take us through some of your feelings as to why investors in general are so complacent right now.
Yeah, well, you know, the broad markets obviously have been on a tear since, you know, it bottomed out in 2009. There's been a little bit of volatility and some sell-offs along the way, but the market just seems to pick up speed again and continues to rip to the upside. And, you know, the broad market was, it looked to be in a major topping formation. Really, from 2014, we saw some major lows, and those lows were tested again in 2015 and again in 2016. Major large cap stocks were topping. small cap stocks did top, and they were actually starting a bear market. But then Trump got into place, kind of shocked the world, Trump the market, and we saw the whole next leg up, and we've been rallying ever since. And small caps, transportation stocks, everything's been marching higher, technology on fire, and we're hitting new highs in the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and everyone now is almost kind of throwing out the whole idea that the market was, pretty much topping back in, or about to top and start a bear market in the first month of 2016, a year ago. And here we are, everybody's totally forgot about that. And they're in bull market mode, buying shares left, right, and center. And there really isn't any fear in the market. If you look at the VIX index is reaching lows that we saw back in 2017. And, it's an early warning sign that we are very close. The complacency is there. People are not afraid to buy stocks, and they're not buying protection on the market with options or anything like that. And this is an early sign. I'm using the monthly chart of VIX, so this leads the market by several months, giving you kind of several months warning to prepare that. I think we're getting very close to a point where we could see a very sharp top be formed in the market. And a lot of times in stocks and commodities, whatever it is, the way price action works, it's kind of herd mentality. Everybody gets bullish, and then you see an exhaustion move, which is what I think we're seeing in the broad markets. And Trump got in here, he's created that final exhaustion run up. Now the rest of the world is kind of piling on. Investors who weren't sold on the bull market are now like piling in, and you get the last kind of hurrah, the last big move. And of course, in the opposite end of the spectrum, there's no fear, and it leads the market. The VIX leads the market on the monthly chart several months, and we've been talking about this for several months this year, that I think July or August we could see the equities market put in a major top, and I think the markets are going higher until then, but I think that could be a major turning point where we could get a very sharp sell-off in the market, and things could get pretty ugly for equities in the second half of this year.
One other aspect that I want you to address here, Chris, is a chart that I posted back on Tuesday that looked at the discrepancy between the S&P 500, the direction that that chart is, which is staying up at high levels, and the percentage of S&P 500 stocks that remain above their 200-day moving average. This, over the past month and a half, ever since the beginning of March, has been on a downtrend, topping at about 80%, currently at about 65%. These two charts are going in opposite directions. How do you feel when we see a select number of stocks continue to drive these markets higher when the broad number of stocks aren't sharing in on this?
It means the market is more or less propped up by fewer and fewer legs, and eventually when there's enough legs cut out from underneath it, you're going to fall over. It goes to show that I wouldn't say it's manipulation. I would just say some big player stocks are doing all the heavy lifting, and when you get divergence like that, stock prices go, the index goes higher. And fewer stocks are actually going higher, but there's enough big cap stocks that hold enough weighting in that index that they make you think all the stocks are going up. But really, it's a handful of stocks going up, and the rest are going flat or sideways. They're just meandering around, and they've lost a lot of their momentum, their power, their interest in the market. And it's an early warning sign. We've got these early warning signs, and we did have them back in 2016. Again, Trump kind of threw everything for a loop, and I think we're getting this final exhaustion move. But it's a scary sign when you see this divergence coming, and the markets are way overdue for a bear market correction. So at this point, you still have to be bullish in the market. The market is going higher, and there's a lot of really strong moves, and we're seeing lots of insider buying. But you need to be aware that in a few months, when we start to get some heavy selling distribution and potentially more stocks on the S&P 500 are falling, we see this kind of really pick up speed while the equities market, the index, actually keeps rising. If we start to get more divergence, and some big heavy volume selling, that's going to be the sign that we are weeks away from potential disaster of a pretty strong correction. And the way the market stopped, it'll still take months for a market to top. If you ever go back and you look at some of those super stocks like Intel and Microsoft and all these big stocks, even the NASDAQ during the tech boom, they all rally up and they go huge, and then they take this huge bar straight down and it completely clobbers the market. But then it claws its way back up over several months and then eventually tops out and crashes. So a topping phase in the broad market typically takes 6, 8, 12 months or even more to mature. So obviously we're in the early stages. We haven't really started yet, but we'll be in the early stages of a major formation that will give you lots of time to slowly rotate and position yourself when the time comes to protect yourself or to profit from a falling market.
So, Chris, from the high that was reached in 2016 to the highs that we are right around currently, that's about just under a 10% move. And I know a lot of commentators have been saying that we need to see, well, at least some sort of euphoric stage before the markets drop out of bed and that's the end of this bull market. Is that 10% move that we've seen enough in your eyes?
I do feel as though it's enough, but I have a feeling like the S&P 500 today is trading at 2,400. I have a feeling we could see, and it could happen any day now, the market feels primed and ready, that we could see a really big up bar here, one big strong month. We see it go from 2,400 to 25 to 2,550, somewhere in there in the next month or so. And I think that bar could be, if you're looking at the monthly chart, it'd be a nice big long green bar up. We see a 4 or 5% rally from here. And the VIX continues to fade, and there's no fear. And then the next month, we see a bar, a big red bar, negating all of those gains. And that would be the sign that, okay, I think we're starting distribution top. I think that was the final squeeze, and all the shorts are now out of the market, and they're piling in long, and that's how you get these big moves. So I think we have had the majority of the move, but I'm kind of waiting to see that one final pop where everybody's just like, forget it, I'm just – get me in, and we see that big squeeze that could last a month here. So I think we're really close to something significant, a significant topping phase starting, and that's what I'm looking for. And I think investors should be aware that we're getting close to that.
All right. Well, interesting comments, Chris, and you know what? You're not alone thinking that there might be one little last pop left in these markets that gets literally everybody onside thinking that there's no way that these markets are going to fall. You have to be long the markets, and that's when they do fall. Chris, thanks for your time. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, and we have a company update for everybody in this segment, and the company update is from Excelsior Mining. I have Stephen Twyrold on the line with me. He is the CEO and president of Excelsior Mining, and Stephen, you and I have been chatting for quite a while off mic, talking about the developments coming out of the company's Gunnarsson Copper Project in Arizona. Now, again, just as a review, this is a copper project with some very impressive economics, which we will get into later, and it is moving towards production. Last time we chatted, Stephen, we talked about how permitting was going, and I do want to follow up on that from a state and federal level. Can you give us an update on the permitting, please?
Yeah, sure, and thanks for that, Corey. The state and federal government, we've been working with them sort of diligently over the last 6 to 12 months, and we have a really good relationship with both agencies, very sort of collaborative. And that collaborative relationship means that we end up with a really good product, you know, a good product for us and a good product for the agencies and, of course, a good product for the environment. So we're on track. We've consistently said that we would hope to get our state permit sometime in end of Q2, early Q3. So we're reasonably on track for that. And we hope to get that federal permit by the end of Q3. And sitting here today, you know, I think we're on track to achieve those goals.
Now, Stephen, can you explain to some of our listeners why the federal permit takes a little bit longer than the state permit? Because to move forward with the project, you do need both of them. And I understand that you are in communication with both the state level and the federal level, but why does the federal one take a little bit longer?
The federal one takes a little bit longer, I think. Well, there's a few reasons. One of them is, you know, the Fed guys are really busy, and it's just trying to get FaceTime with them to keep it moving forward. So that's always a bit of a challenge. And then also, a lot of the permits have a lot in common, and the federal government tends to kind of defer to the state on certain things. And so really, you know, it requires us to often reach agreement with the state on certain issues, and that takes time. And then those sort of agreements get fed into that federal permit process. So they're always a little bit behind the state because they want to see what the state's got to say, and they want to see, you know, where that's going.
Well, permitting definitely is one of those things in mining that it's a hoop you absolutely have to jump through, whether you're even drilling or trying to move into production. And it does take a while because the state and the federal level do want to be very careful on pretty much every detail of the project. And now I do want to talk about the economics around the project, because this is really what has interested me in Excelsior Mining. Is this copper project does have some very impressive numbers behind it when you do get into production. Can you take us through some of the economic numbers that you think investors should all know about?
Sure. I mean, I think the headline, there's two really headline numbers, and one of them is the NPV of the project, about $800 million U.S. after tax. That's using a $2.75 copper price and a 7.5% discount rate. That's a huge NPV. I mean, that's, you know, $800 million NPV in a company with a market cap of about $100 million US today. So there's a bit of a disconnect there. And, you know, in our view, that's people are waiting to see how we go with these permits. So we're confident on that. And then I think the other thing is the internal rate of return. So the IRR after tax, about 40%. And as an operator, what that means for us is we've got a big margin on this asset. Our sort of average life of mine operating costs are around 65 cents a pound. You know, that means that, like all mining operations, if production's a little slow, if costs are a little bit high, if price comes off a little bit, we still generate impressive economics. You know, even if we use a $2.25 copper price, which is, you know, sort of 10% or more less than where we are today, we still have a 30% internal rate of return and a $500 million NPV after tax. So it's a very robust project.
Now, a couple other numbers that I do want to outline for our audience. I always look initially at these upfront capital costs, and the initial construction capital costs are under $50 million, actually $46.9 million. So, again, when the company gets its permits and moves this project into production, that hit that either shareholders will take or the agreements, the funding that needs to come in, is not like some of those projects that close in on $1 billion. It's under $50 million, and that makes for the payback period of just over 2 years pre-tax and just under 3 years post-tax. So some good economics behind this project. And Stephen, maybe some of our audience would be wondering, why are the economics for this project so good? And a lot has to do with the mining method that you're using, this in-situ recovery. Can you explain why in-situ actually lowers the cost and helps with these economics?
Sure. So, I mean, and I get that question a lot. You know, everybody says, you know, these economics look so good. Why isn't everybody mining their copper using in-situ? And the reason is that you need very specific geological conditions. In-situ is where we drill an array of wells. In one well, we deliver a weak acid solution. In the wells that surround that, we pump that solution out. And that pumping action draws the solution through the rock and dissolves copper. So that's the basic mining method. What that means is that your rock has to be permeable. It has to be able to transmit that solution through the rock. And, you know, most copper oxide ore bodies aren't permeable. Ours is, because it's naturally broken and fractured. You know, we're not fracking or anything. It's nature has given us a broken, fractured, and crumbled copper ore body that is naturally permeable. So that's, you need that. And then the other thing you need is you need to be below the water table. You know, just about every copper oxide ore body is above the water table. So we had a unique geological event here in Arizona called the Basin and Range Faulting, or tectonic event, and it took a copper ore body that used to be sitting on top of a mountain and dropped it down into a valley and broke it up and buried it with gravel, and so it's permeable and below the water table. And that's just a unique event geologically. So there's probably, I don't know, in Arizona here, it's like 1 in 1,000.
So is that why, Stephen, there aren't more copper projects that use this in-situ recovery, because you need these permeable rocks and below the water table, which is very unique?
Yes, that's exactly it. And you just don't find those two geological conditions very often. When you do, you can apply this mining method, and this mining method has very, very low operating costs and very low capital costs.
Now, what about environmental concerns? Because from my research in situ, it's actually a very safe mining method. But can you explain how the environment plays a role in this?
Sure. I mean, that the whole in situ mining method is heavily regulated by the state and the federal government. And the basic premise is that whatever we put in the ground, we have to get back out. So we make sure we don't put more in than what we take out. We take a little bit more out than what we put in. And what that does is it creates this thing called a cone of depression. It's a little bit like the well field itself. You're like pulling the plug in the bathtub. Everything drains towards that central plug. And our well field acts like a central plug, and everything drains towards it. And that means nothing moves out against that sort of inward flow, and that's kind of how we manage our operation. It's not unique to our copper in situ. In situ is very common in the uranium space, and that's their methodology of controlling their solutions and recovering their solutions is essentially exactly the same as what we do.
All right. Well, Stephen, I appreciate the update on Excelsior Mining. Excelsior Mining is a sponsor to the website. It is traded on the TSX exchange under the symbol MIN and on the OTC under the symbol EXMGF. It's a stock that we will continue to watch. And when these permits come, there's going to be a lot of progress made on this property. And again, if everything goes the way that these economics show, this project at a over $800 million post-tax NPV looks to be very, very profitable. Stephen, thank you for your time. We're going to continue following Excelsior Mining. And everybody stick around for the second hour of the Weekend Edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.